Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Wednesday afternoon, another hot afternoon. We've had a little break in our temperature because of the clouds and a few scattered showers. And you know we're all watching this development in the Gulf of Mexico. Well, it's not in the Gulf of Mexico yet, but it's going to cross the Yucatan Peninsula, hit right over Cancun and Cozumel, so there will be some people spending some time in bars drinking or on the ship drinking. So, you know, I mean, no matter what, you're still having a good time, right? Anyway, we're watching that. It's going to get into the Gulf. Is it going to go more to the right or the left? You see, I probably shouldn't bring politics into it. Is it going to move more to the east or to the west? More to the east, one of the models has it going more toward Florida, and I mean like the Florida Peninsula. Just the whole thing that, you know, that whole part of Florida, not just the Florida Panhandle. But, you know, I don't know what to tell you if you have big plans for Memorial Day weekend and Florida or Gulf Shores. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, the beach, even when it's raining, is still fun for me. And some of you may be in a place where there's an indoor pool, which is always nice. There are a few spots along the Gulf Coast that have that luxury. And especially with kids, that's great. But, you know, if you need to get away, then just get away. And so what if it's raining? You're still in a different environment and you're still having a good time, I hope, anyway. So we'll watch this. And, again, I want to remind you that if you're not getting weather alerts from WWL, this is a free service from us. Now, individual plan text and data rates may apply, but you can text the word, and don't text and drive, you can text the word weather to 870-870. And then confirm, and you will get weather updates on this storm and through the weekend. And then anytime there's a big storm or when we get into hurricane season, you will get updates on everything no matter where you are. If you're with your phone, you will get updates. Text the word weather to 870-870. You can also do the same thing with news to get our news updates. And some of that weather will be classified as news. Just text the word news to 870-870. Confirm, and you've got the free updates from WWL. We are going to talk about the NFL, but first, let's just celebrate for a moment that we have the Super Bowl, and we're going to get it in 2024. And Mayor Cantrell says the city will be ready for that. I have no doubt we will be ready for it. Having gone through a couple of Super Bowls, and I remember being at the very first Super Bowl at Tulane Stadium, and it has changed so much since then. But the Super Bowl is a big deal. And nobody does it better than New Orleans. And even if you don't go to the game, just being in this city when the Super Bowl is in town is exciting. Because of all the activities, because of all the people here, it's fun to be here. Now, the NFL has decided to do something about the kneeling during the national anthem. Roger Goodell earlier made this announcement. The owners are having meetings, and Gail Benson is there. And he made this announcement about a policy change, and here's what the commissioner had to say.
We think that we've come up with a balanced process here and a procedure and policy that will allow those players who feel that they can't stand for the anthem to stay in the locker room.
Okay, so what happens if the players stay in the locker room?
If anyone is on the field and is disrespectful to the anthem or the flag, there would be a fine from the league against the team. The team will have its own work rules, will be consistent with the overall policy, and they will make their own decisions about how to manage that from there.
And it's my understanding, and Goodell confirms this, that this is going to involve all 32 clubs deciding whether or not to make rules.
All 32 clubs want to make sure that during the moment of the anthem and the flag, that is a very important moment to all of us as a league, as clubs, personally, and to our country.
All right, so here's my question. If players stay in the locker room and they don't actually come out because they want to kneel. If they stay in the locker room, then isn't that a form of protest? Aren't the same people who complained about the players kneeling, and I realize that it's not as in your face, but it's still there, are people not going to complain that, well, wait a minute, this player, these players, they didn't come out of the locker room. So they're protesting, they're disrespecting the flag. Why would you not say the same thing about the players that don't come onto the field? And do you think that such a rule in the NFL by an NFL team violates the spirit of freedom of speech in America? If you would like to join us with a comment on this breaking news today about the NFL and a rule concerning kneeling for the national anthem. So in other words, if a player kneels during the national anthem, the team's going to get fined. And I guess both teams could be fined if players on both teams kneel. But if they stay in the locker room, isn't that a form of protesting anyway? If you want to join us with your thoughts and comments, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text, so kneeling is now disrespectful. Please don't tell Catholics that. Here is a text that says, thank you for the weather text info. I like the programs on WWL, and we appreciate that. Another text here says, the NFL lost tons of money because texts are flooding in, so they're jumping all over the place. NFL lost tons of money because stupid idiot players want to protest instead of play a game. They protest again, will boycott. Well, you certainly have that right. But aren't you going to keep track of the players that don't come out on the field? I mean, it seems like that's the country we live in today. It's not going to be enough that, oh, well, they're not out there. They're not out there. If a key player stays in the locker room and comes out after the national anthem, you don't think people are going to be keeping track of that? And I would assume that the networks, at least in the beginning, will probably show the players that are coming out late, basically designating them as kneelers, or not kneelers, but protesters. Do you agree with the new NFL rule that will not allow players to kneel for the national anthem, but allow them to stay in the locker room instead? That's our Pretty Modest Opinion poll. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. From Mississippi, Mark, thanks for calling. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
I want to say, I agree with it. You know, it's probably the best thing they can come up with, because the bottom line, whether you agree or not, is you're going to eventually have a problem if you try to make grown men, you know, stand for the national anthem if they choose not to.
Well, you could take away their livelihood. I mean, if there's a rule that you can't stand, I mean, you can't kneel, you must stand, then if you don't do that, they could kick you off the team. Now, if a lot of great players do that, I don't know how teams would handle that. If some marginal players do it, well, that wouldn't be a big deal.
Right. Yeah, so I think that's, so at the NFL, that was the best solution that they could come up with at this time.
Mark, but don't you think people are going to look at those players that are coming out late and look at them as protesters in the same way they looked at the kneelers as protesters? Like, well, you don't respect our flag enough. I mean, this is what they're going to say. You don't respect the flag enough to come out during the national anthem. You got to have to stay in the locker room.
And you're probably right that someone will say that. Someone will feel like that. But basically what they're doing is assuming, even though we pretty much know that's what it is. Mm-hmm. But if you don't see them, you just assuming.
Yeah. Mark, I appreciate your comment. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Well, this was a case of kneeling for your rights. So the NFL today announced that they're going to allow teams to put rules in effect that allow players to stay in the locker room instead of coming out if they want to kneel. Because if they kneel during the national anthem, the team will be fined by the NFL. You agree with that? 260-1870, text 870-870. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. Today, the NFL owners heard from Roger Goodell, the commissioner, and he said that the NFL will allow teams to instill rules that would allow the players to stay in the locker room if they want to kneel for the national anthem. Because if they come out and kneel during the national anthem, the NFL is going to fine the teams. You support that? If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text. Yes, like you said, you have a freedom of speech, but there are repercussions when you do. Yeah, there are repercussions to freedom of speech. When this was a big controversy, I understood why players were kneeling. I said many times that I thought, and this was my opinion that reflected the views of a lot of people, since they were not breaking any rules, how can you punish them? There was no rule. So if there's no rule, they can kneel for the national anthem. I would not have chosen that venue for protesting what I was protesting. I wouldn't have chosen that venue. But they did. And they were highly criticized. But did you notice that the criticism subsided? This whole thing went away when the Saints started to win? I mean, here in New Orleans, it was a real heated thing, as it was around the country. I'm learning now that the NFL Players Union is not happy with the new rule from Roger Goodell because the NFL Players Union was not consulted. But I don't see how this is not going to be seen as a protest. And if people really want to keep track of those who are participating in the playing of the national anthem, why are they not going to watch those players that come out after? Now, there are times when a player stays back in the locker room to get taped up or to get some last-minute treatment. But there's no doubt that there are players that, I guess, instead of kneeling, they're going to stay in the locker room. So when you see that crew come, you know, it's usually one or two players, maybe one player that might have stayed back for treatment or taping. So when a whole group comes out, are you going to point your finger at them, go, look, they're being disrespectful? And doesn't the flag represent the freedom that we have to protest the flag? It's not something I would do, but there is injustice in this country. And so I understand why there was the protest. I would not have chosen, again, I would not have chosen that moment, the national anthem, to kneel as a form of my protest. But again, they weren't breaking any rules. Well, now that's changing. And so our team's going to be able to control the players by saying, look, if you're going to kneel, don't go out there. Or do you think there'll be any players that are so renegade and rebellious that they're going to go out and kneel anyway? And what if it's a star player? Will the team cut the player? If you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From New Orleans, Joan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. My comment is, these guys that are protesting, where in the world could they possibly live and make the kind of money that they do, have the freedom that they do? I think it's absolutely ludicrous. I don't think they should be allowed to protest. I think they ought to be sent back to whatever third world country they think they'd be better off in.
Well, they wouldn't all necessarily have to be in third world countries.
Well, let them go wherever they think they should.
So, in other words, you don't think that there should be protest in the United States?
I don't think they should be allowed to publicly protest at a public event like a football game.
Well, Joan, I mean, I understand the private business aspect of, you know, if the business that you work for says you can't protest, well, you can't protest. But it sounds like you're suggesting that there should be no public protest in America because everybody should support America.
No, what I'm saying, they're at a very public event, an NFL game, and they're kneeling instead of saluting our flag or whatever.
Would it be okay if fans protested outside of the stadium?
If fans protested?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's paying to see the fans.
Okay. Do you go to games?
No, I don't.
Well, then why would you worry about people who have to pay to watch them protest?
It's the principle.
Yeah.
Definitely the principle. I think we have one of the greatest countries, and if they're not happy here, go somewhere else.
Okay, so if if people aren't happy here in America, they should go somewhere else. What if Democrats control Congress and there's a Republican revolt against the Democrats in office? Should those people who are Republican, should they leave the country?
Well, no one. They're not getting paid to be here.
But they're not getting paid.
They're voting and.
But the point is, you're saying that if you don't like it here, you should leave this country. Our founding fathers didn't agree with everything, and they stayed here, and there were protests that led to changes, and there was the Boston Tea Party, and there have been a lot of protests that have been part of making this country better.
But nobody paid to watch them do it.
You don't pay like to watch them. You don't pay to watch them sing the national anthem. You pay to watch them play. And so they don't play until after the national anthem.
Well, this is part of the protest. They are being disrespectful to our national anthem.
Okay. I appreciate the call. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870. Text is 870-870. You know, somewhere what gets lost here, somewhere is this idea that if you want to protest this country, get the hell out of here. Think about the protests that led to positive things in this country. Think about the protests. They were part of the baby boomer generation. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. I'm getting some text about, and this is kind of reflective of what the caller said just a moment ago, that fans pay to see the players, and they don't pay to see the players kneel. Okay, I get that. You pay to see the players play, but they don't start playing. Look, I'm not defending the kneeling during the national anthem, but this idea that you pay to see the players play, yet you do. The national anthem has nothing to do with it. And if the national anthem is so important, are you always in your seat for the playing of the national anthem? Because when I go to games, and if I'm in my seat early, there are a hell of a lot of empty seats in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome when the national anthem is being played. So if it's so important that you're going to criticize players for kneeling during the anthem, then why aren't you in your seat? Here's a text that says, Scoot, fans don't care about what players do out of sight. It's what they do on the field that makes people angry, and we have a right to our opinion because we spend money on these fools. Okay, you don't spend money to watch them sing the national anthem. You spend money to watch them play. Charles, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Scoot. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. Let me say first and foremost, I guess, as far as the commissioner goes, commissioner's got 32 bosses, well, 31, count Green Bay. But he is nothing but a mouthpiece for the NFL. I mean, he does what they tell him to. And part of the reason I think why the NFLPA wasn't consulted because the owners took a cheap way out and said, well, you can stay in the locker room instead of kneeling, or if you come out and kneel, not the player, the team will be fined. So, you know, they're still skirting the issue. How simple would it be just to come out and say, if you're going to put on that uniform, you work for me. One of my rules is you will stand during the national anthem.
Well, the NBA has done a better job with that than the NFL, and I'm not sure why.
I don't know either. A lot less players, but I mean, you know, the issues are out there. I understand that. I think everybody does. But to keep doing this when you know you're just making a lot of people mad, you know, that spent their hard-earned money to come watch you play a game, and you're doing things that tick them off is, I mean, we get it. We're fans. We've seen the kneelers. We know who most of them are, and we understand what they're protesting. Do they plan on protesting for their entire NFL career? I mean, really?
Charles, would it have been better if the NFL, like college football, just kept everybody in the locker room until the anthem was over?
You know, you're going to have your disputes about that, too. But, I mean, that's probably a better way than just saying,
because if I'm not mistaken, it wasn't until the military paid the NFL to start to honor the military in November that the players were out for the national anthem. I don't think they have always been out for the national anthem. So this is a change. And maybe it should go back to the way it was before, because if players stay in the locker room, I'm predicting that this is going to be a form of protest that some people are going to notice.
Well, it is, Coot. I will say this, too. Our forefathers have got to be rolling in their graves. I mean, this country has done so much to become more divided in the last 15 or 20 years.
Well, you're right about that.
And, I mean, it just seems like, okay, everybody wants to protest something.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hurt anybody's feelings. There's just a lot of that going on, and it's a shame because it used to not be that way, and I don't know what it's going to be. I'm 65. I don't know what it'll be in another 65.
You know,
I'm glad I won't be here to see it.
Well, Charles, I'm glad you called. I don't know what is going to change things. And I fear that only just some kind of an absolute national disaster will unite us. But then I even wonder if we would be united then. I mean, this is a problem. You know, we should be able to respect differing opinions. And if you are of the mentality that if you don't like this country, get out, think about the time that you might be in a position to where you don't like what's going on in this country, but you're going to protest because you want it to change. And this country would not be the country it is today if everybody that didn't like it left when they wanted to protest something or they weren't happy. I think the important thing is to try to change things. There are people that want to try to change the government right now. And you do that most civilly through your votes, but there are a lot of ways to do that. And sometimes it's going out and literally protesting in a public situation. Now, the NFL teams are businesses, and a business has a right to tell you what you can and cannot do at work. And you don't have total freedom of speech at work. But when this was an issue last season, there was no rule against kneeling. So how could you punish the players if they're not breaking a rule? If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. I'm Scoot, and we're coming right back on WWL. Sometimes it's important to stand. Yeah, I guess to some degree, every protest is fighting the power. But think of what the sentiment was like in this country when other people have been president. Barack Obama, for example. There were people who wanted a political revolution. And what they did was they went to the polls and they elected President Donald Trump. So there may come a time, for those of you who are saying, well, you know, if you don't like this country, get out. There may come a time when your person is not in the White House and you may want to protest. So consider that. From River Ridge, Carol, you're on WWL.
Hi there. You just made the point that I was going to make, that there is no free speech when you're on somebody else's payroll.
Mm-hmm.
But the other part you mentioned earlier, what is the difference between not coming out and kneeling in front of the flag? The fact that the guys who don't come out are not in the presence of the flag.
That's a good point.
I think that's huge.
Yeah, that is a good point. But the way people, I mean, I'm talking from the standpoint of what I see and hear every day doing this show, and as vicious and hateful as people are, I don't think it would be much of a stretch for people to start booing those people who are coming out late after the national anthem is played.
And that's a form of protest on the part of the spectators, and I think that's fine. But the flag at that point is not involved.
Yeah. But it's still a form of protest. I mean, not showing up for the flag, that's going to still be seen as a protest of the flag.
Well, in a way it is, but they're not in the presence of the flag. So
I think that's a
critical difference.
Carol, I appreciate the call. Here's an update on our Pretty Most opinion poll. Do you agree with the new NFL rule? This happened earlier today. That will allow players to kneel for the national anthem. Oh, will not allow them to kneel for the national anthem, but allow them to stay in the locker room instead. Do you agree with that rule? 69% say yes, 31% say no. From Algiers, Larry, welcome to the show.
Hello, Scoot. Look, I think the NFL commissioner reached a reasonable compromise. And I think he was in between a rock and a hard place. So I don't criticize his decision. Here's what disturbed me, Scoop. When people say what's divisive in America, you know, for 400 years, including slavery, segregation, Jim Crow, America has never been united. We've always been divided. And I think people make a great mistake, and let me say this with emphasis, that white people make a great mistake when they don't put themselves in the shoes of black people and try to understand what African Americans have gone through in this country. Now, when we talk about the flag, you know, they think it's an assault on the military. It's not an assault on the military. And everybody from Colin Kaepernick to the rest of them have made that abundantly clear. And, you know, black people went to war 10,000 miles overseas fighting for Europe, and they came back to the same situations of segregation that they left. The injustices that existed,
Larry. But I want to go back. I want to go back to something you said just a moment ago, and I don't think it's appropriate for you to say to generalize about, you know, white people don't understand the plight of African Americans in this country, because that's not true. Who helped run the Underground Railroad? Who helped free the slaves? Who did Bill Clinton seem to be very, very favorative towards? You know, there have been a lot of white people that have been criticized for their understanding as best they can of black America. So that's not fair to say.
And Scoot, I agree with that totally. I mean, I have stated on numerous occasions in different venues that a lot of white people put their lives on the line. Yes, a lot of white people were out there with Martin Luther King. So when I say white people, I don't mean all white people. But there is a segment of the white society, just like there's a segment of the black society. Yeah. You know, there's hatred on both sides. But I think we have to understand why the kneeling took place. But I think the commission have reached a reasonable compromise. And I would just hope that people would think, you know, a museum has been opened in Alabama recently documenting over 4,000 lynchings that took place in America since the Civil War. Now, that was done under the American flag.
Yeah, well, and thank God that's, Larry, thank God that's part of our past. We still have a long way to go, but thank God that is not part of this country today. And didn't white Americans start the NAACP? I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL. I am envious if you were at the Steely Dan Doobie Brothers concert last night, Smoothie King Center. I was not able to make it. One of the songs that Steely Dan played, bringing back memories from being there last night. I'm sure you had a great time. Neil Norman was talking about it with me earlier, and he said it was awesome. Here is a text that says, the moment the players step foot in the stadium, they are on the fans' payroll. Has nothing to do with paying to watch them play. That's really not true. You pay to watch the end product. You don't decide what happens with the players. I mean, that's to suggest that you're calling the plays. But this is part of the problem that we have in this country. It's this idea of controlling other people. The idea of telling other people what to do. Yeah, it's power trip. Yeah, you step into that field, you step in that stadium, you're on my payroll. No, not really. You pay the Saints. And you pay the Saints to see the presentation of the game. And the Saints make the decision about how the game is presented and what the players do. That's not a decision that you make. But again, this is this mentality that a lot of people have. Like, no, I can tell you what to do. You're on my payroll. Here's a text that says, fans actually pay for a live football entertainment experience that includes the national anthem. Well, okay, let's remember that the players were not always on the field. And you still paid for the experience back then. And if the national anthem and the player standing is so damn important, then you really would be a hypocrite and really should not have the right to call the show if you're not in your seat for the national anthem. And a lot of people are not in their seats for the national anthem. Condoms at the Boy Scout Jamboree? Really? That's coming up next. We'll also continue with this discussion. It's time right now for the $1,000 Intercom National Cash Contest, and the code word this hour is rubber. All thinking about what we're talking about next hour, this is just a coincidence. Text the word rubber, R-U-B-B-E-R, to 72881. That's 72881. I plan a lot of things, but I did not plan that. It's $1,000 up for grabs. It's our National Entercom Cash Contest. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Next code word coming out right before the top of the hour news at 4 o'clock. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back to talk about the Scout, Jamboree, and condoms.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.